Thank you. For those who travel from far away, welcome to Shanghai and welcome to Yum China Investor Day. Good morning. Thank you. Good morning. Thank you. That's a way to start. Okay. before we go to the Pizza Hut update, I will just spend a few pages on the sort of very high level industry update. Okay. Let's recap the ever changing consumer needs. Chinese customers are changing very, very fast. And as a brand builder, we are brand builders, our number one job is to stay connected, stay relevant with the customer. So what are customers most concerned of? This is a sort of a crowd map, because it's quite hard to really have a bar chart to do this. The rise of premium is basically consumption upgrade. We see huge trend of consumption upgrade in every aspect of life. Food, for sure, clothing, traveling, whatever, you name it, everything. The demand for convenience, the quality, the health, information hungry, digitally savvy, et cetera, but among all, the number one thing we recognize that we, and also we respond to the customer change is the consumption upgrade. What are the reasons? Well, there could be many reasons, and you know, as we can all understand, our customers right now are traveling everywhere. So when you have the comparison, the value for money, et cetera, well, they start to ask for more, rightly so. However, the number one reason behind the upgrade, we believe, is the income growth. If you look at the chart, the chart suggests that the income growth between 2010 and 2020, we're talking about 20% CAGR for the decade, and that's a lot compared to places like Hong Kong and Taiwan, where middle class, the income is pretty stagnant, and that certainly fuels the consumption upgrade. On top of that, what we also understand is the key driver for such increase of the income is the dual income, double income in a family. And the chart right here also shows that the woman's share of the labor force is huge. It's very, very high compared to the other country. And that is a very quick way to have more income. At the same time, it also explains why delivery business is growing so fast in China, because when you have two working people in a family, it's quite hard to find time to cook. So therefore, less order. It all makes sense. What happened to the catering industry? What's the growth? Well, we still see double-digit growth, and we also understand a key growth driver is from delivery. I mean, if you look at the 2015 to 2018, I mean, even between 2015 to now, we're talking about double the whole delivery business, and it's going to continue to grow and grow. So you will see why Mickey earlier, you know, pointed out digital and delivery is a key strategic direction for us other than our core brand. Well, you know, at the same time, something anecdotally, we also understand that while there are many, many, many new restaurants opening everywhere in China, because data is quite hard to get, but we can see that everywhere, the survival rate might not be too high, because, you know, we also see huge change, turnover of the restaurant business, as Mickey mentioned earlier. This is a tough business. You can, the barrier of entry is quite low, but it's quite hard to survive as well. So fortunately, in this case, we have survived, and we continue to build 550 plus store a year. And in terms of the entire industry, if we look at the ratio between the chain store versus independent restaurant, we realize we still have quite a bit of opportunity. Because even compared to places like Hong Kong and Taiwan, our ratio of the chain restaurant is still relatively low. But we also understand there's a gap between the top tier city and lower tier city. We got that. But still, there's opportunity there. In this market, fortunately, Yum China is in very good position to succeed because over the last 30 years, thanks to many of my colleagues sitting here and many, many staff in the last 30 years, we have built some very key success factors for Yum China. Number one is attractive unit economics, good food, good operation, consistent service. The other, even more importantly, is the scale. Because it's not difficult to build one successful restaurant, but it's very difficult to build the scale to 100, not to mention 5,000 and 2,000 respectively. And we have the skill set and know-how and the depth of talent to do that. And then the culture and talent, our shared service function are world-class across all the brands. Last but not least, which we're going to spend more time, is the digital capability. So today, I would also like to share with you what we believe is the magic formula. Because from many sources of information, you know very well about what do we do. But in today's occasion, given we are all here, it's probably very good to talk about what do we believe. We believe in this magic formula. We believe in happy employees plus happy customer equal to shareholder value, and the priority come with that as well. Our staff, our customer, if they're happy, they will make our shareholder happy. A simple but magic formula. We also tend to spend a lot of time to talk about customer needs or how to create a shareholder return. What I believe is we probably don't spend enough time to talk about our employee. What are we doing to make sure our employees are happy other than good, you know, financial compensation? Three core things: fair, care, and pride. Over 30 years, the company has done a lot, and we continue to do that. We continue to evolve. When our business model changed from one simple model to multiple model, we adjust our bonus system for our store managers so that they are fairly compensated for the effort that they put in. We put in the effort, we put in the investment to have heavily subsidized staff meal to make sure we care about our employee. Many people are part-time staff. We make sure, you know, they have enough to eat, because that's one thing in common for our 420,000 staff is most people, I would say 98, 99 people, are from pretty humble family. And that staff meal matters. Pride. For shareholder, for customer, the store, the nicer store, the heavy investment of the store is very pleasant to come in and consume. However, whenever we renovate a store, we know, we understand the group who's the happiest group actually is the staff, because they work there every day. And nobody wants to work in a shitty store. No matter how wonderful the brand is, if you work in a shitty store, it's just not good enough that you don't feel proud about. So it's something very simple, very common sense, but we believe these are important. And in a nutshell of how to talk about, how to really make sure we don't lose how important our employees are to ourselves, is the RGM number one culture, which is something I mentioned back to 2014 when I just joined the company, when I just first time get on the stage in New York. I talk about this is one of the very key reasons why I joined the company, because as a retail company, as a QSR company, if we forget about RGM is the most important group of people for a company, then we lose the key success factor, the most key success factor. So we want to celebrate that, and we want to keep that, and we want to even spend such valuable time like today to talk about that. With that, let's move on to Pizza Hut. So Pizza Hut, we started in 1990, 27 years from now. And over 27 years time, we have built over 2,100 stores. As you can see, the split, the little block here is the home service business. And before this year, we run the home service, which is the delivery business, separately. But this year, early the year, we have decided to put them together. And all together is over 2,100 stores. The build-up has been very aggressive, especially for casual dining restaurants. In the last 3 years, we have had some tough time with all the reasons that we understand about the competition, the delivery, et cetera, et cetera. So we have 3 years of conservative negative comp growth. Fortunately, in the last few quarters, last 3 quarters, with the hard work of everyone in Yum China, we have stabilized the sales. But it's still not easy because turnaround is a long journey. It doesn't happen overnight. Our biggest challenge of the brand is being outdated. This picture is very hard to find. this is what our customer told us. They describe us, if Pizza Hut is a brand, is an individual, we will be 暖男备胎. There's really no best English translation for the term. I think the closest translation is my reliable backup boyfriend. Well, he's nice, seems nice, eating noodle, right? It's nice. However, the problem is he's not very desirable. So our customer think of Pizza Hut, will go to Pizza Hut, probably won't be the first restaurant come to their mind. Like, you know, it's good to have a laugh about it, and we have a laugh about ourselves, because a few years ago, what customer told KFC was a middle-aged security guard. 中年保安大叔. And today, we are 小鲜肉. Not bad, huh? 小鲜肉 is, there are two translations, depending on which one you like. The direct translation was a fresh piece of meat. But that's not the meaning. The meaning means very yummy, attractive young man. So we transformed from middle-aged security guard to young man, probably desirable. Within a few years, we believe that we can, if we work really hard, we can transform this image to someone more desirable for a customer. But the in a nutshell, that's our challenge, is being outdated. No, we don't want to be there. So we have to do everything we could to get ourselves to be more relevant. You're familiar with these four levers, because I think we shared it in the earnings release call. Fix the fundamental, the product, the menu, the service. Enhance the digital capability, particularly with the new super app launch, the members, the CRM member push. Optimize delivery network and experiment new models. One by one. This is an important page. I hope you can take a good look at this page. I hope you feel the sincerity of our Pizza Hut team. Because the best way, the best thing a Chinese family can do to show our hospitality to our guests is good food. Here, this is the new product that we just launched Monday this week, a new autumn menu. There are about 20 new products into the menu. From pizza to pasta to vegetable to soup to dessert to drinks, we have invested in the ingredients. We understand the P&L impact when we invest in the ingredient, but we believe that's absolutely the right thing to do. We might even price it a bit too low to price at such almost a liter big fruit tea at 21, but we believe in the long term that is absolutely right thing to do, because that bring customer back to our store, and that's the most important thing. So good food gotta be the right thing to do, and we'll continue to be as sincere as we could to give the best food to our customer. It will take some time because nothing changed overnight. It's hard work. However, we'll continue the journey. For the October menu, we also have a little focus on the healthy theme. So for vegetable, other than salad, we have roast vegetables. Why? Well, because of our team's learning inside the Chinese, we like vegetables, but actually not everybody like uncooked vegetables. They are called salad. However, we like cooked vegetables too, and they are very healthy, even less oil. So we try it, seems good, we'll put it on. The Italian theme pizza is something completely new to us in the last 27 years. It's the first time we did it. But customer, particularly in top tier city, has clear demand for it. So we pushed ourselves to do it, and we tried it in 9 pilot stores. And then as of this week, we launch it in Shanghai and Beijing only. So we'll see how it goes. We'll continue to learn. We'll get the customer feedback, and then we'll continue to improve. Menu. We know our menu is too long. But how to solve the problem is another story. It's quite easy to cut the menu. However, it doesn't solve the problem because that is not the problem. The problem is lack of very, very strong product, because by cutting the menu without changing the product, you just lose sales. There are two different things. And by cutting the menu, simple cutting the menu, it doesn't address the problem that the menu, whether it's short or long, is relative to what day part, to what product. So the way that we attack is from multiple angles. So for example, you can see this is the working day lunch. So this is the menu will be given when you come in. And even though the print are small, I hope you can see at least two things. It should be 35 yuan minimum, starting from 15 minutes. We guarantee 15 minutes will get the food on your table. And the minimum is 35 yuan. Good value and speed. Because lunch is ganshu, is not a fancy day part, it's speed, it's value. We understand that. And then this is the menu for bistro. It's only one page. Our normal menu is quite thick. I mean, fortunately, the October menu right now is half of what the August menu right now. But bistro, we give it one page. I'll talk more about the bistro. So for different format, different day part, different menu, it makes sense. So what else are we doing? We try to do something fun. Why? It might go a bit extreme with the color of yellow like this in a tube station. When you walk by in the morning, you might be like, wow. And we even have durian perfume for the durian window. Now, we are not going to torture you with the durian perfume this morning. It actually smells quite all right. It's more like fruity. And we tried it on our app, and it was sold out very quickly. So even for something as quirky as this, we want to be a quirky, a bit edgy, remember, because we want to be a bit more desirable. And we need to continue to do that over time again and again in order to change the perception, because the perception also follows the reality. And one quick way we hope we can start to change the perception is to bring a celebrity to advertise for our products. And for this particular video, I want you to put down your phone, because we won't air the video until next Monday. So if you could put down your phone when we show the video. But just we want to show you the beginning of our journey to make ourselves a bit more desirable. And if this is not handsome enough for any lady in China, then we have some more work to do. Okay.
年轻不怕黑，就怕不出彩。不怕世界看不到你的网芒，就怕你不曾全力绽放，被足量，人生才能惊艳。考验过，就更有味道。 一黑到底，也能活出五光十色。谁说黑是暗淡？黑是出彩的底色，与女皇们共享必胜客 WOW 烤肉黑 披萨。
I think the the million shot is at the last. Anyhow, you got it. So it's the beginning of the journey, and we'll continue to work on it. You have a bit more fun, and also if you know our brand well, in the past a lot of this advertisement is more about food and food and food. What we try to get into is the attitude towards life. Have a little bit of attitude, because that's what young people like, and that's what young people are about. Have that little attitude. Okay. Other than young people, there are other, because we are, you know, 2,000 store with business for a wide group of customers. So we have kids who are definitely our customer, very loyal kids customer. And we have the kids menu for them. It's called in a very sweet way. The kids call their meal "飞机餐," the airplane meal, because of the plate. And we also invest to our future customer. These are the university students. If they come to our store with their university card, we give them 20% off. So because for students, usually, you know, the wallet is a bit tight. What else? Operational. We cannot talk about fixing the fundamentals without talking about the operations. We always focus on operations. I guess what I try to bring out is what are we going to do differently? What have we been doing differently? A big challenge in operation is the increase of labor costs every year. Bum, 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 bum. However, this is our business. We have to do something about it. What are we trying to do is to simplify the service process. That's what we can do. Make it a bit simpler. Make the job slightly easier for our staff to reduce the level of service, but still have very good customer experience. We change their uniform, of course. Even the simple thing, because retail is detail, simple thing. In the past, the lady had to wear shoes with a little bit heel. Right now, we just let them wear whatever shoes they want. Very comfortable shoes, so they can run around, feel comfortable, relax, and more productive, funny enough, because they can run right now. And then we definitely are investing in digital technology to enhance the digital experience. We are doing big and small things to improve the management and crew retention. Because to be perfectly honest, when the business is going through 3 years negative comp growth, it's really, really hard on the staff. It doesn't mean that the staff can work less. No, they have to make work harder in order to keep the sales. So we have to recognize that and we have to help them. And with a lot of good things going on, that also help to retain staff, and better retention of staff, better service. And for a lot of these initiatives, we have a very systematic way to go after it. And this is our way, win and scale. We find a way to make sure whatever we are doing is the right thing to do. Then we scale it up. So we have 9 stores in Shanghai that we carefully chosen. They are very, very good. The managers are superb. And they help us test almost everything. Whether at the same time or not, it doesn't matter. Whatever we are ready to test something, they are ready to take it. And then we work on it. And if it doesn't work, we drop it. It's okay, because it's a test. We can afford to make mistakes. We should be able to afford to make mistakes. And then if it worked, we take it to selective city. And if that worked, then we take it national. For example, the rose vegetable that you saw is launched this week, not across the country. It's only from tier 1 to tier 3 cities, but still a big scale. For the thin pizza, because of a lot of technical challenges we are handling, it's only launching 2 cities. It's okay. Then we continue to learn, and then next step, roll out. And these are all my wonderful staff who worked very, very hard since March this year on the pilot. Number 2, super app. So other than fixing my fundamental, let's move on to digital. Super app is a platform for full digital ecosystem. And we launched our Pizza Hut super app, Pizza brand super app, July earlier this year. It was very, very quick. You know, our IT team, our digital team in Yum China is amazing. So we basically take the system of KFC, we change the skin, and we launch out very quickly because we want the market, we want customer to educate us how to do it better. So it has a key element that you would think. It has a delivery function. You can order food there. It has KGO, so it's a KFC, same CLM, KGO point. Member stay, exclusive offer gift card. So we have seen very promising results so far. So you can see, in terms of member, right now we are at 30 million, compared to first quarter of 2016, 3 million. And the middle number is the number that, you know, it's the first time we share. The percentage of sales from members in Pizza Hut is 19%. And a lot of it has to do with the super app launch. Mobile payment, right now we are at 35%. So obviously compared to KFC, this is a bit behind, but it's okay, we just started this year. So membership and digital engagement, I think I mentioned it before in the earnings release call, it's about one more visit. That is a very, very magical point for us. So from CRM to digital experience to the cooperation with aggregators, we want our customer to visit us one more time. In terms of delivery, number three, delivery. Here is a very clear chart to show that we have started delivery business a long time ago in the Pizza Hut home service stores only in the past. Until 2015, we let the casual dining, our other casual dining store, to start the delivery. And this is the number of stores doing delivery. So by today, over 2,000 stores are doing delivery. And home service, historically, we have been using our own rider, and the casual dining store have been using the aggregator. With that quick expansion of the store, it results in very nice sales growth in terms of delivery business. So for the brand, Q3 of 2017 is 45%, but the portion from the casual dining is a lot bigger because it's the expansion of the store. So right now, as of third quarter of 2017, 21% of our brand sales is from delivery. As I mentioned earlier, in the past, there are two business, so it naturally brought one challenge for us right now, which is, in the short term, we are in the process, still in the process of putting the two brands together, consolidating, well, not two brands, two business together, Pizza Home Service and Dine-In. Why do we do that? Because it's the right thing to do. We are unifying the brand, the logo, the menu, the packaging, marketing, etc. Because in the past, because they're run in separate teams, they're slightly different. So by putting them together, customer will have very clear view of what this brand is offering, even in terms of, you know, the packaging, the branding as well. It's a good thing to do for the customer, but internally, of course, that creates some challenges while we are turning around the brand as a whole. So the store network optimization, that's something in the process right now. In the long term, we want to have one brand with consistent image and message. We have standardization for high quality execution and efficiency. Number four is accelerate remodels to rejuvenate the brand image. So our brand, our asset actually for Pizza brand is quite new, because a lot of stores are built in the last 5 years. However, Chinese customer are very, very demanding, and they already find some of the design is a bit dated. So even though the quality is good, the design is, can we do something more to bring that, you know, that nice modern feel? Of course we can, and we are going to do that. So this year, we are doing some remodeling by by end of this year, we should be able to do 145 store remodeling, and two-thirds will be partial remodeling, so won't be the total store. It's the same thing that we did for KFC. The investment is relatively low, and we don't have to close the stores too long. And the result is very good, and our, you know, Angela's team is very experienced because she led the new development and also the construction team. So we're going to continue to do that. This is the look of our bistro store. We will have 30 of them in 10 cities to test different city, different trade zones. So I guess my little friendly reminders that this is still a testing process. That's why we are doing it in so many cities and different trade zones. And the footprint is smaller, slightly smaller than the normal store, might be less than 300 square meter. The format is fast casual. So you go in, there's a counter, you pay first, so that you can see here the picture. You come in, you pay first, and then you get your drink, and then the salad, whatever, then for the hot food will deliver to your store. So it's more efficient in terms of labor costs, and young people like it a bit more. It's more relaxed. So quite a flexible model, and then the kitchen is half open, and even some of the sort of the pizza area, the customer can see how do we do the pizza dough as well. PH Plus, and I think some of you might have visited one in Shanghai last night, and for those of you who are going to Hangzhou, this is the look of the Hangzhou store. We only have two in our system right now. It's a way to learn about what customers want or the changing needs of customer. So the menu is slightly different, and we are testing different things, and we have slightly separate team to manage it. But as a brand, we need to stretch ourselves in order to really learn as far as we could about the customer. So to summarize, Pizza Hut is still in the early stage of putting down a solid foundation for future growth, and our focus is on the fundamentals, which is about the menu, the product, and services. And supported by digital capabilities, new models, and delivery network. So with that said, I'm going to ask Johnson, our general manager for KFC, to come out here to give you an update on KFC. Thank you.